This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is supposed to be harvest season for citrus growers down in Florida. I say supposed to be because there's not actually a whole lot of picking and boxing of oranges going on right now. The 100-plus mile-an-hour winds from Hurricane Irma plowed right up the south-central part of that state, Florida's agricultural heartland, in particular, its orange groves. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman went down to see how citrus is doing.
I'm visiting with Paul Medder, a fourth-generation citrus grower, in one of his orange groves in southwest Florida. He supplies juice oranges to Florida's Natural. This grove covers 500 acres inland from the ritzy resorts on the Gulf Coast. It's row upon row of trees surrounded by dense oak forest and swampland.
This is where the eye wall of the storm passed over, so looking across here, we've cleaned a lot of things up already, but a lot of broken limbs and other things still laying around.
So that is a whole tree in a backloader, huh?
It is. One of thousands that he'll be removing in this block.
Medder says back in September, when Hurricane Irma blew through, it flooded the groves and toppled mature trees laden with fruit.
I would guess two-thirds of our crop is gone, either because of tree loss or simply the fruit was shaken out of the tree. So now we have to fund another entire crop year. It's going to be a very challenging 24 months to come.
It's also a challenging time for orange pickers, says Gerardo Reyes Chavez. He's an organizer at the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, a farm worker advocacy group headquartered about a half an hour from Medder's operation.
You cannot replant a tree. That's just a season that's completely destroyed for all the orange groves. Thousands of workers without a job. So it's hard.
Andrew Meadows is with Florida Citrus Mutual, the state trade organization for growers.
We were facing the fight of our lives before Irma.
That's because of crop losses over a decade or more from something called citrus greening. It's a bacteria spread by a tiny invasive insect that saps the orange trees of nutrients, ruining the fruit and weakening the trees.
A dozen years ago, we were at 242 million boxes of oranges. Last year, we produced about 69 million.
There's no cure for citrus greening, but ag scientists have made progress mitigating its damage for growers like Medder, whose trees were healthy this year. And the industry was hoping 2017 would be a turnaround year. Instead, Meadows says growers have lost half their crop statewide to Hurricane Irma at an estimated cost of $760 million.
They had already spent on fertilizer and pesticides and that sort of thing for this upcoming year. So that money's gone. And if we don't receive a relief rebuild package, there are going to be a mass exodus from the industry.
He means a relief rebuild package from Congress, federal disaster funding dedicated specifically to help Florida's devastated citrus industry. The state's congressional delegation has been pushing hard for this, says Max Moody, spokesperson for Republican Representative Tom Rooney.
There really isn't a program in place at the moment to indemnify direct crop loss with specialty crops.
Relief funding for citrus hasn't made it into the two disaster bills passed by Congress so far, and it's not included in the White House's latest supplemental request either.
You know, what's available to them if we don't get in the supplemental? The answer's not a lot, not much.
Orange imports to the U.S. from Central and South America are on track to nearly double this year. And that cup of orange juice you like to drink in the morning? It's been affected, too. Orange juice futures are up about 25% since Hurricane Irma hit, and that could mean higher prices at the store as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.